I'm Paul Landcor with PodTech.net, and in this series of podcasts, CIO Dilemmas, Frank Bautendyke, Vice President for Corporate Strategy at Hyperion, says if CIOs are going to find real solutions for their organizations, they need to examine the underlying problems more closely. Frank has distilled this down to four common dilemmas, each one to be examined in a separate podcast. In this podcast, we examine the dilemma of bridging IT stability and business agility. In speaking with Frank, I said an organization needs to be organized. An infrastructure needs to have some structure. So how can any organization remain agile and flexible?
You can invest in building like an enterprise-wide architecture, infrastructure, that in the end should leverage the investment by making sure that all the changes that you need to do to follow the business, you only have to do once. So in the end, it will create a very agile situation because you have an infrastructure that you can use and reuse all over time. You don't have to reinvent the wheel anymore. But working in that direction gives you the disadvantage that you have to wait like 2-3 years before you have any results, and the business can't wait that long. So the opposite thing is that you just go for like servicing the business with all kinds of agile, small little solutions, one-off type projects, which each will have a return on investment within 6 months. And you're going to be the total hero for the business users and the best CIO they've ever had until you hit that point after 2 years where it's just patchwork that you created. And patchwork was nice in the 70s as a blanket on your bed, but please not in my systems architecture. And the return on investment that you created in every small little project is completely countered by this huge total cost of ownership of the patchwork results after a year or two. So both options by themselves are just not good, and that's the dilemma. What are you going to do? So in the end, the dilemma needs to be solved, and this is one of those cases where you can even argue, is this a dilemma? Is there a difficult choice of some sort? I don't think in the end it's a dilemma. You just need to do both at the same time. There is no choice. You have to do both. The question is how, of course.
Well, then let me ask you, how do you do it?
Well, I think the key is doing things actually at the same time. So you need to have a long-term view and a short-term view. And I would like to compare this to ice skating, if you will. And as you hear from my accent, perhaps I'm a Dutchman, ice skating is a really important sport in my country. There's even huge tours in the winters that are over 200 kilometers long. If you win one of those tours, the children will learn about you in the history books. That's how important ice skating is in this country. And ice skating is a really funny, weird sport. Think of it. You make a stroke with your left leg. You make a stroke with your right leg. And the result is that you go forward very fast. Isn't it funny? And that's exactly how we should create a long-term solution and a short-term solution in our organizations as well. On the short-term side, let's say on the business intelligence side, we make a stroke to the left. We create a scorecard with a number of strategic performance indicators that will give us a little bit of focus, what we should aim for in terms of objectives and in terms of how to create the processes to reach those objectives. Then we do a stroke to the right. We implement some parts of the architecture content that will create the basis for the focus that we had in the stroke to the left. That will teach us what is difficult and what is easy to achieve, so that can help us reprioritize a short-term project, let's say again on the BI side, and put in something else. That will give us more of an expanded base and real-life user feedback that will tell you if the infrastructure that you're implementing at the same time is going to be scalable and manageable and functional enough. So you can expand on that. And then you go to the left, you go to the right, you go to the left and go to the right. And then as a result, you basically create a situation where you do both in a manageable way. You don't have to wait for 2 or 3 years and just hope you did the right thing and nothing changed in the beginning. Yeah, right. And it's not about hoping that your patchwork somehow will form an architecture in the end. So that's how you solve it.
And is this what you'd refer to as a portfolio strategy?
Yes, because in most cases, there's not a single solution that can do everything for all. You can't have like a huge ERP system that at the same time is going to be incredibly flexible to meet all the special needs of the users. That's the more infrastructural approach. And you can't have short-term projects. You can't have, let's say, a BI system that also takes care of your transactional environment, because that's simply not what it does. The idea is to create a portfolio in what is called an ecosystem. In an ecosystem, in the world of business software, there's four ecosystems. They're called MISO. And in this case, that doesn't refer to soup. It refers to Microsoft, IBM, SAP, and Oracle. And those are the four big ecosystems in the world of business software. So what you need to do in a portfolio is figure out in which of these worlds you belong. That can be one, or it can be two of the worlds, or maybe three, or maybe you have all. And see how you can create the short-term or the more flexible or the more business-oriented solutions within those infrastructures, or even spanning those infrastructures. People think that they are an IBM shop, or that they are an Oracle shop, or that they are an SAP shop. But did you know that in more than 66% of cases of large enterprises, they have two or three or more of these ecosystems in-house, so they need to be bridged. And that's the idea of a portfolio. How do you create a small set of strategic vendors that you work with that fit in that ecosystem, or bridge the ecosystems that you have?
So you have multiple ecosystems, as you say, but you also need to have an overall strategy. How does that solve the dilemma we're talking about?
What I try to point out is that it's not easy doing both at the same time, because there's no such thing in many cases as a single ecosystem and a single system in which you can do things. You need to look how to connect the various vendors and technologies that you use in your portfolio. And another thing that we discussed earlier in the podcast is that, by definition, solving one dilemma actually immediately leads to a new dilemma. In terms of the first podcast, the synthesis that you try to create between the thesis and the antithesis becomes the new thesis, immediately leading to a new antithesis. That would be the theoretic terms. Let's try to make that a little bit more practical in this case. So you figured out a way how to do both at the same time. How do you create that infrastructure that spans the heterogeneity of your system's landscape, and while at the same time creating that agility? And we pointed out you need to do both at the same time. So if you find a way how to do both at the same time, the new dilemma immediately is, how do we manage that? Because doing two things at the same time, of course, is harder to manage and is harder to align than doing one thing at the same time. I try to point out also how you solve that particular dilemma. And that brings me again to the ice skating metaphor. It is almost like that old riddle, how do you eat an elephant? One spoonful at a time.
And if it wasn't difficult, of course, it wouldn't be a dilemma and we wouldn't be talking about it.
And we would all be out of jobs. Wouldn't that be a horrible thing?
Well, thanks very much for sharing some of your insights once again with us.
Thank you very much. And we're gonna continue our discussion in a new dilemma next week. Same time, same place, same channel. See you there.
And our next podcast in the series deals with the dilemma bridging IT service delivery and business focus. Get in on the conversation. Check out Frank's blog at blogs.hyperion.com/frankb. You can also see more at smartbi.hyperion.com. Thanks for listening.